All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to From Heartache to Joy. I am Gretchen Pritz, and I am here with the lovely, lovely Virginia Rounds Griffith. Welcome, Virginia. So happy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Gretchen. It's always an absolute pleasure to be here and to talk with you and the community. Always lovely to have to be part of From Heartache to Joy community. This is like my home away from home. It really, really is. And I just love being here. Seriously, we feel that way about you. Thank you, Dawn. This community is so welcoming and so all-encompassing, so I'm really grateful. Thank you.
Well, we're grateful to have you here. And the reason why we asked you here is because this is a big week for your Entity Be Gone offer. I know a lot starting this week. The remote healing starts this week, and the group call is happening this week. So I really wanted to be able to be live with you again today so people could ask questions, so you could talk to them one-on-one, and really anybody who wants to join in on this program so that they have time to do that. And now is the important time to do that. So guys, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to talk to Virginia one-on-one. We'll be taking live callers for the next hour, as well as you can write in if you have questions about the program or also want a scan from Virginia and a clearing. So we'll do that. However, before we dive in, I know when she did the live call, you did the live call, Virginia, a couple weeks ago with Iram, there was a group process that you were going to take us through, and we ran out of time. So I think that maybe if we start with a group process today, we won't run out of time, and we can open our call today with that group process if you're open to that.
Thank you so much, Gretchen. Yes. You know, the particular process that I was going to do with Ram is not what I've been given. I've been given that we need to do some work on the COVID. Oof. And I'm getting energies that are really coming down very strongly. So all those that are listening right now and those that will be on the replay, this energy is now starting to branch out and is encompassing each and every one that will be listening live and or on the replay. And you can hear my voice is starting to go already. That's because of the strength of the energy that's coming down, which I'm holding for each and every one of you. So I want everyone to just cross their hands over their heart center, which is in the middle of your chest. Take a deep breath in through your nose and push your belly out. And then when you breathe out through your mouth, and you breathe out long and slow. And I want you also to envisage when you're taking in a breath that it is rainbow-colored oxygen that you're breathing. And it's filling up every one of your cells and all of your energy matrix. And when you're breathing out, it takes everything that needs to go with it to release all of it is not of love out through your breath. So another deep breath in through your nose. Hold a moment and then breathe out through your mouth long and slow. Another deep breath in through your nose. And breathe out long and slow through your mouth. And you may have felt yourself getting more and more relaxed. And that's a good, so just concentrate on the space between your hands, which is where your divine heart center lies. When I click my fingers, it will connect you to the source of all that is, to the source of the heart of all that is, heart of Mother Earth, and your own divine heart. And this is called the triple heart process. Maybe clicking our fingers now and feeling the connection to your heart instantaneously open. So your beautiful heart center opens, connects with the heart center of source, and connects with the heart center of Mother Earth. at the same time, your grounding roots shoot down and just wrap very gently and lovingly around Mother Earth to ground each and every person that's listening to this process. Now, we know how devastating is this COVID-19 virus. I want you to envisage, because you've seen the picture of what this thing looks like, and what we're going to ask from Source, from Mother Earth, and from your own heart, and all of the healing, all of the healing community that are in spirit, all the masters, my heart team, your heart teams as well. They're going to ask to deactivate. Deactivate this viral cell. See it as one cell, major cell. Deactivate that so deactivating that major one cell, the COVID virus cell. We ask as well that it be neutralized, so any adverse effects that it may have are neutralized. Now, and then the last thing we ask is that the remnants of the cell, because now we've deactivated, we've neutralized it, and now we're going to scramble it. So see, it scrambled into lots and lots of millions of little pieces. And when it does that, it dissipates and it gets flushed out. And if anyone's carrying this in their system, it just gets flushed out of their system right now through every single cell, all the way from the top of your crown, all the way down to your feet, releasing that COVID virus now. We ask and go into your thymus, which is where your immune system lies. It's where one of the most major parts of your immune system. We ask that be deactivated, neutralized, and scrambled of this COVID virus for anyone that is carrying it and for anyone who it might be lurking around for and waiting to find a host. We ask now for a beautiful, pristine, crystalline waterfall to come down through you and to flush out any and all of the cells where this COVID may have been disintegrated from. We ask that be flushed out all the way down through your torso, down through your legs, and all the way down to Mother Earth. And we ask that she can then transform and transmute this to use for her own healing when she needs it. So let it be written. So let it be done. Thank you very much, Gretchen.
Thank you, Virginia. That was awesome. Wow. Yeah, thanks. I felt
anyone
myself.
Has. Oh, did you? Yeah. If anyone saw anything or could feel anything, please, by all means, let us know, because it was powerful. You could hear my voice as well. Which it does normally, but this time it was, yeah, it was for the group process as you hold that energy. Thank you. Lovely.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Gretchen, we spoke about the MP3 that I have, which is free to everyone. Can I send that to you, and that can be distributed for all those that are? Yeah, thank you.
So you're gifting a free MP3 to our group. We'll put it on the replay page so you guys can have access to that. And what is the MP3 for, Virginia, just so everybody knows?
It's particularly targeting the coronavirus.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys can be on the lookout for that. It will be posted on the replay page so you can have access to that. So thank you for that, Virginia. Very, very, very much appreciated.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we have lots of comments, lots of hands raised. So if you're ready, and it's 11:11 in my time, let's take our first caller.
Yes, 11-11 is good.
All right, so if you want to pick a number between 1 and 24.
I'll go with number 21, thank you.
Ooh. Number 21. All right, number 21, your first three digits are 515. 515, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, this is Nancy, and I'd like a scan for my niece, Katie, because I think she has entity attachment.
Okay, so I'm looking. Yes, she has. Sorry.
I wasn't surprised.
Yeah. How old is Nancy? I'm sorry, how old is your niece?
In her 30s, early 30s.
Oh, bless. Is she troubled?
Yes. She has children.
My goodness.
They're troubled.
Yeah. Oh. I'm looking at the house as well.
Yeah.
I feel chaotic. It feels quite chaotic. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've been told the house is built on a vortex.
Oh, gosh. Let's just have a look and see. There's geopathic stress under the house that she's in.
Okay.
That means that there's a lot of negative energies that are coming up from Mother Earth that will affect the family, that will affect the family. It doesn't matter what you try to do in a family. If this energy is coming up from underneath, it means discord in the house. It means that everybody's contaminated, including all the animals. And and it can also affect their health big time, hugely so. All right, the health of these people can be affected here.
Right.
So what I will do is I'll just clear your niece and the children.
Your husband, that husband.
There's always one of those hanging around, isn't there? Mm-hmm. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Oof. He's particularly bad. Oof. Thank you. How many children are involved?
Four.
Ooh, la la. Right, so at this stage, they're all clear. Hopefully, it'll keep until Christmas or something. But one of the things about entities and what people don't realize is they can keep coming back, and that's because of the mindset, right?
Yeah.
Our thought form.
Right.
Yeah. So if our mindset is not in a good place, positive place, then we're going to pull these things back in again. So I'm sorry to have to say that. And the other thing is, of course, is that stuff underneath her house, which is causing a lot of problems for them. Yeah. How old are the children?
Yeah. 14, 12, 10, and 8.
Mm, well, yeah. Very sort of, especially the older ones, they're in getting up to teenage years, and so they're much more verbal, I'm sure, about what their expectations, as we know.
Yes.
So I'll leave that with you, my dear. So I've cleared them all out, but I definitely, you know, if you could, does she believe in any of this?
Well, she's not speaking to me at this time because she's almost impossible to deal with, and I kicked her off, and I'm not supposed to have any contact.
Yeah.
You know, which is...
Totally understand, yeah. It's, she's obviously got her issues, and you are looking at it from an outside viewpoint, and there's really very little you can do about her at this time. She's getting through life. When she gets a little bit older, she may come to the realization that it's, you know, she's having to go through life with the children and all that sort of thing, which is exactly what all of us have done and have had to do. And it's not until we get to, you know, more of an understanding consciously that we start to realize that, we have to get out of that. So all the best for that, my dear. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on board on her behalf. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
It's so hard when that that happens, Gretchen. So difficult.
Yeah.
We see these things playing out, and we can't do anything about them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. With the geopathic stress, or the you have one of your MP3s is for that, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And so, like, does that help? You know, keep it closed if you play that continually? Is that how that works, or how?
I usually advise 10 days. 10 days as much as you can possibly play it, and then just email me back, and then I'll let you know. I'll do another scan. And usually it's really, really amazing. I've gone back and looked, like when I was living in Ireland, there's one particular place I know very well, and I'd go back, and it was, you know, had a lot of geopathic stress. So when I scan it now, it's still clear. And that was 4 years ago,
wow.
5 years ago now. Yeah. So
wow.
I know that this thing works this way. I always say, though, you know, hey, just for maintenance, just play it once every 6 months, just, you know, for your own, you know, peace of mind type thing. Yeah. But normally it's gone once it's done. Yeah. My guys cap it. They put a cap on it so that it stops any of that, the negativity from coming up from underneath Mother Earth, because that is destroying for not only the health, but as I spoke before, it's about the discord in the house, the amount of arguments and terrible things that can happen, you know. And because people don't even understand, it's coming from energy underneath the earth, which none of us can see. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we don't understand. Yeah.
Oh. All right. There was something here I wanted to read. Let me see if I can find it quickly.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Elizabeth wrote in and she said, I listened to a video posted online, and since then I've had a strange ringing on my left side of my brain or ear. It is quite bothersome and doesn't feel life-giving. Is there any way that you can help?
Well, I mean, what was the video? Was it a negative video? Was it what was happening? Because this could be a myriad of things. But when I look at scan through her now, I see that there's definitely entities in her energy field. Okay? And... So did she say on the left side?
Yes.
Phew. Definitely entity stuff. She needs to, we'll just clear it out and see. Oh, my God. Oh. Cranial nimbus. There's also, what I'm picking up here is a connection to the cranial nerve number 8, which is in the brain. So this is to do with hearing. Let's have a look. Very interesting. Elizabeth, you'll have to let us know if that ringing is still happening in your ear, whatever's happening in there. Okay, because I'm getting that from this clearing. I'm not picking up the entity as I was picking up before. I'll leave that with you, Gretchen.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, Elizabeth, if you can write in and let us know how you're doing, if you are feeling any different since that would be great. Sarah is asking, can we play the MP3 for other people, or does it only work for the person listening?
No. You can play it for anyone that's in the house. That's fine. Anyone within. Remember, it's all about vibration and frequency. So if you're within the sphere of the frequency and the vibration, and you intend it, it's your intention, then by all means, it will help. Yes, it will help them.
Awesome. And then another question about the audios from Shelley. She says, can they be played on silent?
Oh, definitely. Yep. Remember, I just talked about the frequency and the vibration. So everything's embedded. The energies are embedded in the music, and it's just a way of getting it from me to you. Does that make sense?
Perfect.
Yes,
yeah, so
silent is perfect.
Shelley also asked if you could scan her husband for any interference.
Yes. He has.
Oof.
He's clear now. As is she. She's clear too, which is good. Thank you, Shelley, for asking the questions.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's clear now. Hopefully you'll notice a difference. Hopefully.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Let's take another caller if you want to pick between 1 and 26.
Sure. We'll go with number 18. Thank you.
Number 18. All right. Your first three digits are 210. 210. You are unmuted.
Hello. Good morning, ladies. Is
Yes, that's you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was like sending out the vibe saying, pick me, pick me. My name is Jennifer, and I'm so grateful. Thank you. I'm wondering if you could scan me. I've had trouble with finances, and, you know, I will be in like a really, really great mood and, you know, knowing that the money is coming in, and then all of a sudden it just falls out.
Switches.
And I feel really yucky. And so I'm just wondering.
Yes, Jennifer, you do have entities, yeah? And one thing about, let me just clear this out first.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's being cleared. I don't know whether you felt any change there at all.
I can breathe easier.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah, it's amazing because this thing, when it cleared, you feel much lighter. A lot of people feel more lighter. But Jennifer, really, when it comes to finances, Donna, you've got to always keep your mind on the positive. Okay, and this is one thing. That's one thing I do know of. As soon as we start to think negatively about money and finances, we start to scroll, everything just starts to fall down around your ears, and you don't get the result that you want. The lack, when we think of lack, it's what does it, all right? If you think of abundance in all its forms, and you connect into that and grateful for just the food on your, you know, on your table, just the roof over your head, once you go into that place of gratitude, everything starts to change, and it can change quite rapidly as well. All right, so don't think of what you don't have, but think what you do have and then you put out to what you want. Okay, so this is how we create. It's as simple as that. That's how we create, and we create our own reality. I don't know whether you've ever heard that being said, but we do. We create with our thoughts. Our thoughts either keep us in bondage or they keep us in freedom. Okay, Don? I'll leave that with
you.
You didn't expect
Thank
that
you.
One, did you?
Well, and I noticed that, you know, whenever I am on top of the world, things just flow and it's easy.
Absolutely.
And then these thoughts come in and I'm like, no.
Yeah. So basically those thoughts are coming from, you know, and when entities, you know, they get in there and they will twist your mind around. That's what they do. They take control. All right. So you are a sovereign being. You take control. It's all up to you. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All
you. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're
Thank
welcome.
You, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Elizabeth wrote back in, and she said, thank you. That cleared it out. What a relief. Awesome. That's awesome.
Welcome, Elizabeth. And she only did it without, she just did it. She didn't even talk to us. She was just doing it on the computer.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. it's going now.
Let me see. All right, I'll find another comment here in a second. Let's work with another caller while I look
sure.
through those. If you want to pick another number, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. We'll go for number 7. Thank you.
Number 7, you are 480. I think that's Pamela. 480.
It is.
Hello.
You're good, Gretchen. Well, hi, Virginia.
Hello, Ben.
I have been feeling really ill for the last, I don't know, week, 10 days, something like that. There are days that I feel a little better. I don't have any specific things going on, just really feel sick. And I keep getting lightheaded and almost passing out. And
let me just do some clearing of these entities, okay? Let me just clear them out. Because they really are disturbing me. Cool enough.
I was with my younger son and his wife at Thanksgiving, and both of them have COVID now. So I don't know.
Oh, so how long? Because that was just last week or something, was it? November.
It was on the 26th or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know when he was exposed. He got sick first. He still doesn't have any taste or smell. but we don't know when he got exposed. He has no idea how or where. They've been super careful.
Have you been self-isolating?
So I don't know that I was exposed. Huh?
Have you been self-isolating?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
were you on your own or with your husband or who else?
My daughter and grandson were there because their
how
daughter
are they feeling?
Is the same age. They're fine.
How are they feeling? Yeah,
they're feeling fine.
Yeah,
fine.
And you've been unwell for some time, you said. Is that right?
Yeah. And it seems to like be largely stomach, but I don't know. I just keep getting super weak, and I can barely eat anything.
Okay. I've just cleared a whole host of entities from your energy.
Gosh,
system.
I don't have any idea where that would have come from.
Oh, they come from anywhere, don't they? They come from anywhere, okay? Your house has got entities in there as well, okay? So just clear that out for you now. And because we've got other people that we need to speak with, I wish you all the best for this and send you the healing that is needed.
Thank you.
Pamela, you're welcome. Pamela.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Pamela. All right. Now, let's see if I can. Paige wrote in and she says, could you check her house for entities or vortexes?
Paige. Yes. Yes, for entities. Oof, Jesus. I'm not picking up any vortexes, but I am definitely picking up entities and negative energies in the house. So just clear, scan, I'll just clear that out of there. So the house is clear now. Walls are floors, are ceilings, and doors. Attics. They like to go into the attics, by the way. That's where they like to go and hide. That's better. and also basements. There we go. Thank you. That's cleared Paige's house. Thanks, Gretchen.
Awesome. Thank you. And another write-in, Linda says, could you please scan my son-in-law and his beautiful wife and two children? Very dangerous situation. I know he has entities, and he is this close to intense energy aimed at his family.
Oh, bless. Oh, oh my goodness. They're all cleared now, Gretchen. It's a really sad thing that so much is happening. The intensity of what we're all living under is putting so much pressure on the folks, you know, in our lives, and causing so much heartache when emotions are not addressed and mental health stuff starts to kick in. That's, you know, a lot of women are experiencing domestic issues, aren't they? And
yeah.
Abuse and the children as well. So I just, you know, let's just send some light to this family and just hope that that's not happening in this case.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Okay. If you would like to pick another number, we can take another live caller, Virginia.
Yeah, we'll go to number 11, please.
Number 11. Your first three digits are 562. 562, you are unmuted.
Oh, my goodness. Hi.
Yes, it's you.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. What a blessing. I feel like I'm getting attacked by entities. If you could check that and see if there's geopathic stress or something going around in my home, in my apartment, please. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
There's definitely geopathic stress under that place where you're living. Yeah.
There is, honey?
Yes, there is. How long have you been in that home?
A few years. And I have your other MP3s, and I'm going to listen to them today, you know, on EMFs and geopathic stress and that kind of stuff. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's an EMF. Yeah, sorry, there's a geopathic stress under that house. So, yes, there's entities. You have got entities in your field. Let's just call that out now.
Because, thank you.
Goodness me.
Really? I've been really feeling attacked, like you can't believe.
Let's have a look at your... Are you having strange dreams and strange sleep at night?
I'm dreaming a lot, yes. I wouldn't say they're strange. I feel like they're very healing.
Are you waking up at nighttime at all or anything like that?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm scanning your astral body, and your astral body is telling me that you go astral drafting at night when you go to sleep. And
okay.
If you do that, that means you're going into an area where the astral level is not a very stable area. It is full of, you can go from very high vibration all the way down to the lowest vibration. And there's a lot of mischief that happens in the astral plane. And it feels like that you're bringing that back with you when you come back into after you finish sleep. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. How can I stop that?
Well, ask Archangel Michael.
Okay.
When you go to sleep every night, and this is for everyone else who's listening, please ask Archangel Michael to take you from where you are sleeping at this time to the fifth dimension and beyond. That means you bypass the astral field. Do you understand? To the fifth dimension and beyond. Because we all travel at night.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've been dreaming a lot for a number of weeks. And I don't feel like it's negative, but...
So just be aware that that could be happening for you. All right? All the best with that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. A big hug to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Dawn. Thank you. All the best.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for joining.
Oh, my...
Sweet.
Awesome. All right.
It's really quite devastating, you know, how these energies play out in people's lives. And because we can't see them, nobody even knows that this is happening. But you feel, you know, something is not right. So when you know that, for those people that are listening, just be aware that this is what can be happening in your field. Thanks, Gretchen. Sorry, you were saying?
No, that's fine. No, that just makes so much sense. And how it can affect any area of our life, from health to abundance to anything.
Yep.
Yeah, interesting. So Tracy wrote in, she says, my husband is struggling with childhood repressed trauma, and he acts out in rage and dissociation, and then sometimes is completely wise, loving, and present. After 35 years together, he is finally able to see there is some mental issue. Any help is welcome. I keep clearing him, but still not getting something.
I see the trauma that he's got, which is not helping the situation any. I'm just going to clear him of the entities, all right? So he's got a lot there. And that, of course, again, is created by our own thought system. So I'm just clear that out for him. Right. He's clear now. And just I'll clear the house because the house is also needing help. There's also geopathic stress under that house. Which will be making the issues worse. Oh, I highly suggest that the package would help hugely. Oh, thanks very much, Gretchen. Oof. So there's geopathic stress under there. Yeah. She hopes she can hear that and we'll get the package because it's needed.
Yeah.
It's just making things worse in the house and the thoughts and energies. Sorry.
Yeah. Makes sense. All right. So we have a bunch more hands raised now. If you want to pick between 1 and 32.
I'm going to go to number 1.
All right. Number 1, your first three digits are 678. 678, you are unmuted.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lynn in Atlanta.
Hi, Lynn.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Virginia, you have helped me a lot with burning in different places on my
body.
Hi, Lynn.
I'm
wondering if you could also go in and see if I have any entities in the house or in around me that might be holding me down. I'm much better, but I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yes, there are some playing in your field at the moment, so just ask them to connect with that. Thank you, guys. That's brilliant. Okay, so that's cleared it from your energy system. I'm just going to have a look under the geopathic stress under your house. I'm not picking that up at this time.
Right.
And I'm looking at but I'll just clear out the house also needs some clearing. So we'll just clear that out now.
Yeah, because my husband died in the house.
That's better. Yep, the house is clear. No vortexes or anything like that. And you're pretty good to go, really, Lynn. That's great. I'm glad you're on. Yeah,
appreciate all your help.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Lynn. All righty. I just want to give out the package URL because we are working through a lot of people, and I don't want to forget to do this. So the URL for this offer is orderjoy2020.com/protection. Again, it's orderjoy2020.com/protection. And just a few things to keep in mind. One, the remote healing starts today, right, Virginia?
It does. Yeah, it started actually this morning. That's fine because you're still it's for 90 days, and everyone comes under that umbrella for – you know, from the time that they, from today. So if somebody, you know, joins up today, that they go in under the umbrella of the healing for the next 90 days, no worries at all. Yeah.
Awesome.
And we also have our group call tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
So you are getting in at the perfect time when you join right away. So you'll get the 90 days, which is in package A and B, right? The 90 day remote.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And the group call is tomorrow, which I assume you'll be doing a lot of what we're doing today in that call as well.
It's all about entities and group call and questions and, questions and answers and things like that. Yep.
Awesome. 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 All right, guys. So there's it's a great time to get in on this offer for sure. Besides, those MP3s are amazing. I listen to them all the time. So they are very, very good. I have them running a lot. So, all righty. So if you want to take another caller, Virginia, if you want to pick a number, that would be great.
Yeah. Number 7, please.
Number 7. Your first three digits are 617. 617. You are unmuted. Hello, 617?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Right.
Hello, 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 oh. Hello, hello. There you are.
Here I am.
We got you.
Here I am.
Hello, welcome.
How are you?
Who are we speaking with?
My call.
No worries.
My name's Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. Virginia, you actually worked with my younger daughter one-on-one not too long ago. It wasn't about entities, but she actually took the step to get some treatment, which is huge.
Oh, brilliant.
So as hard as that is, it leaves me a space to deal with our physical space because I don't know what's going on in this house. I mean, I can see some geopathic stress. But we did an addition a few years ago before my kids started having all of these challenges. And so I think there's something going on beyond that. I did already buy the package, so I'm on board.
Okay, brilliant. I'll just do a scan for you. Sorry, who am I speaking with?
Christine.
Hi, Christine. Sorry. Okay. A lot of geopathic stress under that house. This is really quite strong. Whereabouts in the country are you living? Whereabouts do you live?
New England.
Wow.
That's
on the East Coast, is it?
Yes, Northeast.
Oh, that's really quite strong. Let's have a look.
We did have an earthquake about a month ago.
I was about to say, okay, so what I'm getting is a... excuse me. It's usually... one of three main things, but there's also a lot of other things that happen that can cause geopathic stress. And one of them is the underground streams, which I'm not picking up for you. Another one is ley lines that don't cross well. And then the other one is the fault. So like the Andreas fault, which is like the earthquakey kind of thing. So that's what's showing here under that area where you're living. Is that unusual to have earthquakes, or is that not normal? I mean, is that usual?
It's very unusual around here.
Okay.
And
just
this has started a few years ago. Like I said, we did an addition. The addition is like the best place in the house. The rest of the house seems to have pulled all of the stress seems to be pulled to the bottom center of the house. And I have a lot of physical clutter to be dealt with that I'm totally log-jammed. I can't make anything move.
Yeah.
Even with offers of help, I can't make anything move.
That's geopathic stress, Donna. That's really, really very strong in that home. Let's have a look. And I'm just scanning for vortexes there. I'm not picking up on vortexes in the house itself.
Okay,
it's going to go on the outside. Oh, it's almost... Where's the extension? Is it in the back end of the house or is it on the side? Whereabouts is the extension?
It's on the side. If you look at the front door, it's on the right end.
Okay, so where I'm picking up there is a vortex on the outside in the land, like almost at the back of the house. Is there an issue with grass growing or with lawns not looking good or hedges that aren't growing well or trees that aren't doing well?
There's a small space to the left of the front door, and there's a couple hedges to the far left in the back that are struggling, but I thought that might just be a light issue.
No, that's where
a tree over there.
This is where the geopathic stress is really quite strong as well. Nice. Another reason where you can pick up on geopathic stress is where ants like to, you know, they nest and you can see them in the cracks in the ground. Any of those kinds of things are very indicative of the fact that there's geopathic stress in there. But there's definitely geopathic stress in your house. Your what's the health like of everyone there, apart from your daughter? Your health.
Yeah, my next question was, are we maybe looking at entities or portal, because the mental health and emotional health here is poor.
Yeah, that's
really
that's definitely geopathic stress, darling. Okay? So get that MP3. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I'm playing it. I've played it a few times. I keep playing it.
So play it as much as you can for 24 hours over 10 days. And then come back to me with an email and ask me. Okay? I'll scan it again.
Excellent, excellent. I just wanted to ask about entities a little bit. My other daughter has had some intrusive thoughts that I swear they're not even hers.
Yeah, that's typical. Is she not living in the house?
She's in the house. This woman is in the house.
Okay. How many of you live in the house?
Well, four of us, but like I said, my younger one is actually away right now.
Okay.
And two dogs that definitely pick up on.
Yeah, the animals will, you know, because they try to protect you, but they can only take so much. Just like crystals, people think that their crystals are there to safeguard them. That's fine. Crystals can only take so much, and then they can't take any more. So we need to keep crystals cleared as well. It's one thing. So I would definitely get busy playing with those MP3s, especially the one with the entities. I would play that twice a day at least. Okay, so that makes sure that everybody's cleared and all the time. And then use the one for the house, and then use the one for the geopathic stress, which is the most important one of all. Okay?
Will do.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. For sure.
All the best.
All right.
Tracy wrote back in. She said, thank you so much, Virginia. I will get the package for us. Agreed with all that you are seeing. Grateful.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Awesome. All righty. So Susan says, Virginia, can you scan me and where I live, please? I rent, so I'm close to another person who also lives next to me. Their energy is very different than mine. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Not unusual. Okay, so Susan, the house needs clearing. Ooh, la la. And you also need clearing. I would definitely look at getting package A for this.
There's a lot packed into that package, Gretchen, as you know. So much in package A on its own, and as well as the session with me. So, you know, that those packages are amazing. That's all I can say. It's so packed full of stuff that can be used for everyone. So, Susan should be clear now, and the house as well. There we go. She can write in if she wants to and just let us know if she how she feels. Thank you.
Awesome. All righty. If you would like to pick another caller.
Sure. Let's go for number 10. Good number.
I looked at number 10 as well. Lisa, 973. Lisa, you are unmuted. 973, Lisa. Yeah, it's you, Lisa.
Hello? Oh, my gosh. Hi. I was thinking, I'm like, 973, is that me?
That's you.
I have the package already, and I'm wondering, me and my husband are still in separate countries, and I'm wondering if you see any entities with him. We're still in the middle of his process to come to the U.S., but something doesn't feel right. He's getting proactive about it more now, but I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's him. So I just wanted to see what you thought.
He's definitely got entities. And so all I'm going to do right now is just clear him of those, and hopefully that will help your journey together. You know, come closer together. It's not easy when you're living apart like that, that's for sure. What country is he in?
He's in Brazil. He's in Goiás, Brazil, central Brazil. Our third year wedding anniversary is on Thursday, and we're still in separate countries.
Yeah, it's not easy.
But we've been approved for the visa process, so we're at the tail end where he has his immigration interview. So we're close to the end of all this, but it's been a little up and down lately.
Well, sweetheart, I think that's the state of the world right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You
and
know.
It's affecting everyone's lives. Yeah, it is. Really. But you know, you're young and you've got time, so. Just trust in the positive part of all of this, okay?
And I can tell you that your suggestion that you gave me recently about playing the first one with the migraines, my migraines are completely gone.
Hurrah!
Now I'm working on the dogs. And now I got the barking dogs that I'm working on.
What about those barking dogs?
Yeah.
They're clear. They are clear.
So I have this package and a couple of your other packages, and I just feel that they're very, very beneficial in so many ways.
Thank you, Lisa. All the best, darling, and, you know, for you too. I don't see it too far away. I don't think he's going to be too long away.
Okay? Just so I'm getting.
I just had one. So when I'm playing the MP3s, if I set the intention that he receives the energies, does that work?
You send a rainbow bridge from your heart to his. Got it?
Well, usually what I do is right before I start playing the MP3, I just set the intention that wherever he is, he's receiving the energies of that MP3.
Okay. Now think about if you sent a rainbow bridge from your heart to his while you're playing that with the same intention.
Okay. All right.
Okay. More powerful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks,
all
Lisa.
The best. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lisa.
Awesome. All righty.
We're almost done.
We are. This has been a great call. Wow, you've worked with so many people. I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's really important that we get as many people as we can. You know, it's lovely.
Yeah, it's such an important topic. All right. So let's pick our final caller for the day, Virginia.
Sure. Let's go to number 13. That number that should never be mentioned.
Number 13. All right. Number 13, your first three digits are 347. 347, you are unmuted.
Yes, that's me.
That's
good.
You. Welcome.
Okay. My name is Yurate. I'm from New York, and I wanted to ask a question.
Sure.
I have been attacked psychically for the last year, I would say 6 months more, even more, really viciously. And I wanted you to check. I was really fighting back. And I'm also doing some life enlightenment work, so like around. So I wanted to ask you if anything left and, you know, just scan my energy if you can.
Well, I look at your energy, and there's definitely entities playing out there. Are you decoding yourself?
I am trying to do everything that I can. I'm just preventing.
No, sweetheart, no. Are you decoding yourself, actively decoding? We have
yes.
Cords. So where did your psychic attack come from? Where did your psychic attack come from?
Okay. I have to decode myself. Okay. How many cords do I have? Many?
Yes, you have many, and they are very strong. So you need to decode, okay? You need to decode every night. It's very important because those cords will cause the psychic attack. People can send the energy down through those cords, all right?
Okay.
I look at your thought forms. There's a lot of negative thought forms in your field. Thought forms will bring in entities. So you need to make sure that your thoughts are clear. Okay, so. And I'm just going to clear the entities from you right now. So I don't know whether you felt any change then, but you had quite a lot of entities that were playing in your field. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So looking... Fortunately, there's no geopathic stress under where you live, so that's a good thing. So, you know, if you're on a spiritual path, and this is for anyone else out there that's listening, we need to make sure that our energy systems are kept pristine and crystal clear. Because if your energy system is not clear, it blocks up, and where there are blockages, energy can't get through. Positive energy can't get through. So you can understand why we find sometimes that it feels like you're two steps forward and you're six steps back, because we keep coming up against brick walls because we're not taking care of our energy system. All of your energy bodies are blocked, as is your negative thought forms
and all your cording that you have there, the chakras as well. So everyone, you're not on your own, sweetheart, because this is a common thing, right? We always look outside for our spiritual growth, but it's actually inside you and taking care of your own energy system. And that's really what makes the difference. And that includes getting rid of entities. Does that make sense to you, Dawn?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm doing that work all the time. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're
so
very
much.
Welcome. Thank you. All the best. Bye now. I like to lecture.
But it's so valuable, like the information, like everything that you always say is always something that we can use in our daily lives. So,
yeah, because I always find you're very welcome. Thank you so much, Gretchen. And thank you to all the, to everyone that was listening and came on the call. I really appreciate your, you know, being part of this and allowing me to be of service. It really is, it's a joy for me. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Virginia, is there anything you want to share, anything else you want to share before we end today's call?
I know it's a little early, but I just want to say happy Christmas to everyone. Have the most amazing Christmas holidays and stay safe and stay, you know, stay well. And just from my heart to yours, from all of my heart team, we send you the most amazing blessings. Thank you for Christmas and for the new year. And for the new year. Okay. Yeah. No more struggles.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, everyone. So if you have questions about the offer, you can reach out to us at support@fromheartachetojoy.com. Just keep in mind, like I said, everything, the remote healing starting today, the live group call is tomorrow, as well as be sure to look out for that replay link when it comes out, because we will have the MP3 that Virginia is gifting us all. We're so grateful for. Thank you, Virginia, for that. So be on the lookout for that coming out in a couple hours. Yes, thank you, Virginia. This has been fabulous. I can't believe how many people we worked with. This is awesome. So thank you for being here with us.
Pleasure. Thank you, Dawn. Bye.
All right, everyone. Bye-bye. Have a great day, and thanks for being here. Talk to you all soon. Bye.